Wrong one. Sorry, hang on.
Are you ready for this one?
UCR. We saying what we want, give it to you nonstop. Any place, any time, not afraid to speak our mind. That's just the way we roll, we never gonna go. Unstoppable, original, uncensored radio.
I love that you're just like, wrong one. Like, how does that work?
How do you mess it up?
Okay. Well, in my defense, we filmed a show over the weekend that we had a shortened intro for, and I just happened to hit the wrong one when, because they're like right
next
to each other.
One job, James. One job, man. Come on.
Hey, I have more than one job. Thank you.
I didn't know there was a button. I thought it was just an automatic thing.
Mm-mm.
There's a button you have to press every time?
Yeah, I have to press buttons. This isn't like Blog Talk. This isn't like Blog Talk where it's all like where the theme song is preset to play. I actually have to press buttons this time. Like it's, yeah, I actually have to do stuff.
Oh my God. For those of you who don't notice Snow White under James, that's my cousin Marie. You know,
hey, Marie.
You may have heard me talking to about her. You know, it's Uncle Shitbag's daughter, Uncle Lenny.
And he's
dead. Yeah, I know. She's the one that called me up. Looking for all you thought I was kidding. Ask her yourselves. Did you call me at 9:30 on a Friday to tell me your father died and I hung up?
I think it was later than that. It was the day he went in the ICU, and I don't think anyone realized that was going to happen that night. And we thought it was going to be fine. And then we called Jeffrey and we're crying hysterical because that was my dude. Yes, he was a hoarder. We all get it, but you know, he was still a good guy. You know, he was an awesome, you know, person, everything. So that was sad. It was sad. But you know, I think it was more sad that we didn't get to go to the funeral, and we leave for the show. We were able to, you know, be part of it that way. So, but we'll do a memorial at a later time so that we can, you know, do some things and maybe get some strippers or who knows.
And this bitch had me scoot at my own uncle's funeral. We go set up a camera crew for this asshole. I go and filming this, and then I'm like, oh, nobody's gonna be there, right? Like, it's only gonna be 10 people. It's Uncle Lenny. This asshole never got dressed. He wore sweatpants every day of his life. We had to get a suit from the freaking prison. Oh my God, the prison, the funeral home. You know what I mean? Because you can't even. Where are you going to buy a suit from when everything's closed? Where are you going to get a suit from in quarantine? Where are you buying a suit?
Your boy crush Jerry Pettigrass hooked us up. So, right. You know, that
right. Right. So this bitch had me scooped. Scooped.
That was your boy, Jerry Pettigrass, asking for a favor. He said, can we please do a story for a funeral?
Oh, no.
What do I say? Because... the guy helped us out. He got us a suit. He bad owed him money. He didn't make us pay it back. And I was kind of, what do you do? Got to say yes. You can't say no.
Honey, your uterus is vibrating.
You knew, Jeffrey. Did you know? Everybody knew that there was going to be a order there.
Girlfriend.
Like, I mean, so, you know, I think it was a good thing that it shows people what they can do still to honor loved ones that died during this. I mean, obviously we're opening back up and people, when you go to the stores down here, no one's wearing masks. Everybody's on your back. Nobody cares to keep the 6 feet. So I guess they think it's over. So that's what we're doing.
I think it's the same here too. Like people have just stopped. well, we didn't have a big outbreak here. Like, no one really saw how terrible it could be because no one actually died here. And so now we've got all these protests going on about, you know, wanting the restrictions to be lifted and how dare the government. We showed the video the other day, the lady being arrested at one of those protests in Sydney. Yeah, but I kind of get that feeling no one cares anymore. They're just like, eh, like, let's just get back to life and whatever. And I imagine it's the same there because...
Well, I mean, they want to go on the beaches. They want to go out. It's 80 degrees here. They want to take their kids swimming. They want to do stuff. And I think people are just sick of sitting in the house. And, you know, I don't know anyone directly who had COVID. And everyone I talk to doesn't know anyone. So I think that if it doesn't hit home to you, they just aren't thinking about it in that way.
Well, I think it's easy when there's constant information going on the internet that's saying it's bullshit, it's not real, they're, you know, it's about your rights being taken away. And people are like, well, yeah, that makes sense. This is bullshit. And now people are just pissed off. They don't know what's real. And they're like, oh, I don't know anybody that's sick. This is all bullshit. It's fake. It's a whole world conspiracy? Come on.
Oh, but this is nothing new. People are always crazy with all of these conspiracy theories. But look at the other day, that video we watched, like, I think there was a lot more to that. It was like an anti-vax group and, like, you know, anti-government. Like, there was just people get caught up in their own narratives, I guess, that they create. And, you know, if they're not seeing the reality, if they're not laying there dying from it, they don't really get it.
Did you guys see the nutbag that commented, like, not too long before we came on air, like, an hour ago? Brian, James, do you know? Can you see it? Like, Brian, me and him was going back and forth, and he was like, you don't know. And he's like, I'm like, did you even watch? Like, he commented on, like, the video of what we did.
Oh, wait, Byron? I did see a little bit of it. I did.
Byron, the one that said, welcome to Democrat hell, people. Right. They've wanted to do this to us since Trump became president. Good economy, we'll fix that.
Right, and he was, like, going on about, he's like, this has nothing to do with the police.
But who wanted to do it?
I'm like, did you watch the video? Like, do you know what you're talking about, bro? Like, you're here, guy, bitch, do you? And then he's, like, telling me what we think. And I'm like, you're commenting on our video that has our opinions in it, telling me we're fucked up and what we think. Bitch, you didn't watch the video. Go fuck yourself. So, boo. Watch the video and get back to me. And I was like, come, you know, come see us. Hi, come on. Hi, boo. How you watching? How you doing? You know, let me know, boo. If you can, some, like, drop Luke a line. You single. James single. Marie taken.
Oh, fuck,
I bet
off.
I bet you dropped Republican because he was saying we were Democrats. And it just so happened I'm not a Democrat because I hate Nancy Pelosi. And her ever-changing face. There's something not natural with her. Or that other man she always standing next to in the Democrat Party who I can't regularly identify because I can't identify his face either.
Well, it just so happens that I'm currently looking at Mr. Byron's Facebook page, and he is homely as fuck.
Never mind. So.
Oh, nice. How come, though, everyone sort of thinks that our show's very left-wing when I think we've made effort to really, like, I've always said I'm more like center right. We've shown articles from both ends of the spectrum politically. I don't know where this attitude is coming from these people. Well, I guess they don't watch the show though. They're just dropping in. They're just commenting.
I hate Trump, but it's not because I'm a Democrat. I don't like Democrats either.
I think he's an awful person. Like, I really do.
Right.
I think he's a terrible person.
It has nothing to do with him being a Republican. That's what people don't get. Like, they're like, oh, it's because he's a Republican. No. It is nothing. There's things about him that he's done as a president that I like. It has nothing to do with him. I hate the man as a human being. I think he's a terrible human. Like, he's got nothing to do speaking with it.
Speaking of terrible humans, Marie, did Jeff really hang up on you when you're crying and telling him what your father had passed? Did he really do that, or is he exaggerating?
No, he didn't hang up on us. We talked about
you
it.
You dirty bitch.
It was an ongoing thing that scare my father, die on a fucking Friday, and ruin a bitch's weekend. That's what he said. I told him that not to die on a Friday. He's ruining a bitch's weekend. A bitch has got some fun. I'm a single, you know, parent, and how dare him die on a Friday? That's what he said.
I see. So it's I did bitch as soon as they told me.
Yeah. I was there. Yeah. I can vouch. I was there, and he did bitch about it. Like, so he's not lying.
Look,
but he
didn't
hang up.
You have to embellish a little bit.
I'm sure he's very sorry that his untimely death ruined your plans. I'm sure he is.
No, I'm not.
Because it is all about Jeff.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's probably, like, fuck that, Jeffrey. I'll give a damn. I ruined that bitch's weekend. Oh, wow. Oh. That's probably.
Well, so I'm pretty sure Jeffrey thought for a while there that, you know, Uncle Lenny was haunting him. So.
Oh, we just got the latest.
Yes, yes.
So, your aunt, our aunt, Uncle Lenny's sister, showed up the other day and was like, come outside, I got a gift for you. I run outside, and it's this little gift bag. And she goes, oh, this is your part of the estate. She's like, I know he'd want you to have it.
And shall I go get them?
I agree. No, we can't.
I know. We can only show one of them. Oh. We can show one.
Listen. This is, you know, I don't know what's your birthday, but Jeffrey did put porno mags in my dad's casket. They did all kinds of crazy stuff. Like, and he would have loved it. He would have thought
his
dad was hilarious.
Well, because, you know what? Your father was a ladies' man. He was a crazy man.
He was a hoe.
Like, conservative, like, traditional person. And I'll be damned if he was going to go in like a traditional, like, no, that's not right. You don't do that to somebody. Like, I would be pissed as shit. Like, I just assume if you want to, you know, cremate me and enroll me and smoke me, by all means, have at it. You know, whatever you want to do. You know.
Listen, Dad said that somebody had harvested those older ladies needed their needs met. That he was that guy that serviced the older ladies. And I said, Dad, were you a prostitute? Like, were they giving you money? And he's like, well, yeah, you know, they give me things. And I'm like, so you were servicing older women for money and things and presents. I was like, nice. Okay. Whatever. I guess everyone, if you get something from someone you're sleeping with, I guess it's some form of prostitution. I don't know what I mean. Yeah, that's what he told me. Older ladies needed love too.
He was a gigolo, baby. Yeah. He was a gigolo. Well, you know what is crazy is my little brother.
It's true. These stories are true. They're true.
What was Anthony? He was like two, right? And they taught him, like, my brothers were obsessed with Uncle Vinny. They would always, like, all the little kids were always excited because Uncle Vinny was, like, the playful uncle. They would come over and beat the shit out of the kids with the pool noodles and get them all riled up, and he'd play video games and let them stay up late. You know, he didn't care if it was a school night. You know, whoever's kids it were, they, you know, the parents had no say. When Uncle Vinny came over, it was a fucking free-for-all. It didn't matter what day of the week it was, what was going on. You know, so video games, whatever, like regular Nintendo's out, man. You had that Bugs Bunny game or whatever the hell it was. And Looney Tunes. It was good times. I lost my train of thought because I just thought my kids.
You said when Anthony was two.
You'd be like, what is Uncle Vinny go cruising for? And he'd be like, chickies. Uncle Vinny goes cruising for chickies.
Like, yes, I remember that. I remember that. I do remember. That was the thing.
Uncle Vinny's got a boat. Uncle Vinny's got a boat. No one. He had one of his hoboes. You know, it was one of his.
It was an older lady.
She was married.
One of his older ladies.
She had a husband.
Yes.
It was one of his, you know, he was a hoe. It was one of his tricks or whatever you call them.
What about Jefferson Street? Street.
What do you call a female money payer lady? What's a John for the lady?
Well, a sugar mama. Cougar? I mean,
no,
she was older
than. But what's the like bad? See, there ain't even a bad.
Well, he's not like a mistress. What is he? He's like.
I don't know.
Right, but what's
I don't know. What is the term for
there, right? There is
the other male
bad term for it, right? That's how fucked up it is. What's the bad term? No, can you Google that? How fucked up is that? Not one of us can even think of that. Because nobody ever, because it's only bad
for
a
term for a.
Well, it's not common, is it?
Well, look, he was. Well, you think he was going to put in hard?
The ladies loved him.
The male equivalent is a mister.
I mean,
a mister,
just a mister.
Yeah. The male equivalent to a mistress would be a mister.
Like, dude, you found he'd be like they like the Johnson. Even in the hospital, as the man lay dying, he'd be like, these nurses, he's like, they like what they see, the Johnson. I'm like, Vinny, ain't nobody like nothing with your skin like that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I swear to God, like, I walked in there and I'm like, Jesus Christ, Vinny, you look like you died 3 months ago. You look like a dead fucking muff. But he's like, yeah, you're looking funny, Jeffrey. I was like, yeah, terrible. Full of shit now, aren't you?
Well, he would say, it's bad, Marie. It's real bad. It's bad. I'm like, yeah, I've seen the pictures. It's you're not doing great. Like, what's going on? You know, you're not taking care of yourself. And, you know, I mean, I think he just gave up. And, you know, when you stop taking care of yourself, what's going to happen? So, I mean, but like I said, I'm sure a lot of ladies are going to miss him. He's gone because he told me a story that the girl with the boat showed up knocking at his door one day, freaking out. He was in there with another girl, had to shove her out on Jeffrey's roof because he lived next to Jeffrey naked while he was trying to calm the other one down. I know you got someone in here. And then he had to get her out of there. So the naked girl on the roof, because he's like, Jeffrey's parents are going to kick me out because I got a naked girl on the roof. And like, he's just crazy. It's true. Like the stories that Jeffrey says, they are true. Like that was just who he was.
Listen, I lived underneath this man as like, you know, a gay homo, right? You know, and he lived upstairs, you know, because my parents' house, they had this big old, like huge, well, it was like, I don't know what kind of house you'd call it. But, you know, one side was like one big house and the other side was broken into two. So he lived above me and I had this large living room that was broken in half. And one side of it, his bedroom was above. And we'd be downstairs like partying and you'd just hear him jamming, going to town on some bitch upstairs, right? But the thing was, is he had the colostomy bag at the time.
Oh,
right, so we're all like, oh my God. Like,
Luke's reaction.
No, we're all like dying, like, Jesus Christ. This kid, and the bed's just going. It's like 3 hours later, and we're like, and we're all fucked up, like laughing over time, like, oh my God, you know, and you can just hear she's howling and shit, begging for work. Like, you know, just, yeah, so whatever. You know, and so it would stop whatever, you know, and then you'd kind of hear her coming down the snare. So we would all haul ass down the driveway to go see what this bitch would look like because we're nosy as shit, right? Wouldn't it be like some fucking hot, like 25-year-old bitch? And we were like, I don't know, 21. So he had to be like in his 40s. And so this bitch was just a couple years older than us. I'm 36 now. So I'm like, Jesus Christ, he's got a fucking shit bag on him. He's banging 25-year-olds for hours.
I love Samara Holland. How does that work?
I don't know.
I love you, Samara.
Listen, he told me that he had a band he'd wrap around it like it was some kind of like back brace or something to be like, oh, my back's out. Like, he's some kind of con man artist, man. Bitches would believe his shit. I don't know. He must have been paying them. I don't know. Maybe he would give them some of his horror to be like, here's the painting. It's worth money. I don't know.
Well, it just sounds like he was like a Casanova.
Yeah, he must like say, he was.
Well, you know,
something bad in the lady's story, life.
The story of how he ended up in the hospital with a colostomy bag was he went in there in extreme pain, and of course they asked you some questions and like, oh yeah, you've been sleeping with strippers, you got an STD, take this medicine and go home. He almost died because they just thought had an STD from screwing a bunch of strippers, but his intestines were about to explode. So he had to go back and then come to find out that's what the pain was. But they initially thought he had an STD from sleeping with so many strippers. That's what he told me. So, I mean, that's just him.
Yeah, he had a known reputation.
Yeah,
is a man whore. Yeah. Like, I mean, it was ridiculous.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He was a philanthropist, as one might say.
A philanthropist?
Mm-hmm. He was donating, I think, to maybe many female scholarship funds. Mm-hmm. That's what I think.
Oh, boy.
Maybe. Allegedly. Wow. I don't know. Could have been.
I mean, possible, hey, but.
Nothing wrong with it. Hey, help some poor girl get to college and work on her master's degree for psychology. Good for her. Solidarity, sister.
Yeah. I mean,
gotta love Uncle Lenny. My favorite, though. Was when he would come downstairs when the gays were partying, and he'd be like, I'm cool with the gays. And he'd go on some tangent about being at some adult theater and be surrounded by dudes, and he'd be like, yo, I suck your dick better than this girl. And your father would have some crazy reaction. He would just go, oh, like that. He would just make the crack. And we'd all just look at each other and be like, where is this going? And is he trying to get laid? And who is taking one for the team? I'm like, I'm the nephew. I'm out.
Don't even go there. You are so ridiculous.
Well, I mean, but here's the thing, though. It makes you wonder where the gay porns came from.
Well, like, I'm saying one night, like, that's what we thought what was going on, and there was, like, five people there, and I was like, yo, I'm the nephew, I'm out.
Yeah.
What are you...
I mean, listen, to either... I don't know that I would ever think like that about him, because he was such, like, obsessed with girls, whatever, but, I mean, you know...
It really was, like, a joke, but, like, you know... I was like, tag,
I'm out. I mean... You know, to each their own. I mean, if that was, you know, like my, and by the way, Luke, I do have to tell you, my daughter loved your video. She said that you are so much nicer of a parent than I was, because when she was three and she tried to go on the road, I said, if you go on the road, you're going to get hit by a car and you're going to die. Do you want to die? And she's like, no, I said, then don't go on the road. So she said the way you did it was so much sweeter than the way that I did it when she was a kid.
Oh, with all his Muppets. Oh.
And now he's turned to the side.
Sorry, guys. I'm back.
Oh, he's trying to be Spider-Man.
Sorry. No. My internet dropped out. So I'm changing internet service providers right now. So they've obviously just shut it off at this moment to change over to the other one. So, yeah, was a bit of a oops. Because I'm sitting here. I'm like, did we lose Marie? And I'm like, oh, wait, it's me.
Oh.
Did you hear what I said about
my
daughter? She's 24. She'll be 24.
Yeah. Right. So how old are you, Marie?
Okay, so my daughter's going to be 24 this month.
Oh my God, you look 24.
I'm 39.
You look 24.
I'll be 40. Thank you. I mean, yeah. I don't smoke. I don't do anything. So, and I stay out of the sun. As you can see, I don't like the sun. But
you live in Florida.
No, wait.
You live in Florida, yet you stay out of the sun.
I do, and I work in an outside bar, and I specifically pick sections that are shaded. Wow. So that I don't have to have, because I had little skin cancer, so I was like, no more. I'm not going to burn my skin anymore. So, but my daughter, I was 15 when I had her. So I was a real hard-ass mom, and basically, I would just be like, listen, if you walk away from me at a store, someone's going to steal you and you're going to be kidnapped and that's it. If you go out in the street, you're going to get hit by a car and you're going to die. Like, don't, and so she was just like, I'm not doing any of that stuff. And everyone thought I was so strict and everything. So I showed her your video and she loved it. She's like, well, that's how you, and you got to explain to kids the danger, and it's better than what you did, because you basically were like, you're gonna die. Like, I was like, well, yeah. I mean, I was like,
and you know what though, that what message really resonated with her, and I had to kill Skye. It had to be Skye because that's her favorite Paw Patrol. If it was one of the others, she'd be like, meh. It was Skye. And so which she said to me again the other day, she's like, I don't want to see Skye get hit by a bus anymore. And I'm like, yeah, I know, darling. I said, I don't want to ever see you get hit by a car. So that's the lesson. And she's like, oh, okay. Like, it actually really struck with her. More than me just yelling at her saying, don't go near the road, because she didn't care. She was like, whatever. Well, I'll do what I want.
Yeah. I mean, my daughter thought it was sweet the way you did it. And it was really cute. They made a little video and everything. And, because I was a young mother and I was just like, I don't got time for this, or not do it, and that's it. And I'll be mean about it if I have to and get my point across. But I think it's sweet. Like, I told her, you named her Buffy, and she's like, that's so cute. So, yeah. So I was telling
her. Yeah, Jeff thought when he saw the Muppets on the screen, he's like, you were hesitant to watch the video, weren't you, Jeff? You were like, Jesus, he snapped.
Because I'm like, he's putting on Power Ranger costumes and shit. Then he's got videos of him and drag being like, so I'm like, oh dear God, what in gay hell is this gonna be? I never know where and what's coming. So I get a little nervous sometimes. So I'm like, oh no, what are we in for? And I don't know.
Well, I just
we're watching the video for the first time live on air. So I was like, oh shit, we're gonna get
sued. You had white knuckles, didn't you?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
gripping
the chair. I was so scared. I was like, oh no.
And you ended up loving it though. You're like, that's some of the funniest shit I've ever seen.
It really was amazing. It really was. I was very pleasantly surprised.
Did you call him an overachiever for making a video to teach their kid like you like to pick on me? Did you tell him he was an overachiever?
No, bitch, because he's not like freaking out about Orange Day, calling the Disney manager at home, being like, I don't know what costume to put my kid in for Orange Day, because I don't know what costume is orange in it. And then she's like, oh, Moana.
You're like hating on me. I saw the manager at from the Disney store, and I can't believe he didn't think of this, because we usually plan, he's gay, so we usually plan Caitlin's outfits and costumes together at the store, and I like absolutely love him. So I was like, I got Orange Day for our visitation, and I was like, what am I gonna do with orange? Like, I don't know. And then I was like, oh my God, Moana, I have that costume upstairs on the bed. Like, so I was just like, oh, cool. So hold on. We have her teachers, which are little flat Stanleys. So I made them Moana outfits with Pua and Hey Hey. So Jeffrey said I'm an overachiever for the homeschooling fun.
Like, her kid's going to be dressed in a Moana.
I'm bored.
Day. Like, what? Like, are you kidding me? I can't. My kids, I'm like, bitches, you know what? You gonna learn how to clean because I can't. Mask? Nah. I'm over here like, you know what sounds good? Shock therapy or a coma. Fuck homeschooling. And she's over there like, Orange Day, we're gonna do costumes. Yay!
You know,
I'm bored.
Look at this shit. Behind her, the whole fucking wall's decorated. Then all up top, and I'm like, hey, bitch, you fucking overachieving bitch. The alphabet is fucking taller than I am. It's supposed to be eye level, cunt.
Oh, wow.
Okay. I am so bored. I have worked my whole life. I've never taken time off. A single mother, never getting child support, never being on welfare, never getting anything. I have worked ass off. So
you sound like a
Republican. I cleaned my oven today. No, it's not that. It's just I am bored out of my mind. I literally cleaned my oven, cleaned my storage drawer again, cleaned
you
my pot
Trump,
drawer again. No, I didn't. No, I. How do I say? And I think Trump's a joke. And I think that he made us look like a joke to the rest of the world because he's an idiot. That's my view. I lost respect for Obama at the end of term with something that we said we were going to talk about when he went on about the Trayvon Martin thing. And he was like saying some stuff. And I'm like, dude, like we've come so far in this country. Like, why are you making this a color issue? You're only hurting people like my daughter, who's half black, like your son, Jeffrey, why do we have to, two of my nephews are half Mexican. My daughter's half black and my other nephews are all white. Like I love them all the same. It's not a big deal. Like a crime is a crime. I don't care who the color is that made the crime. You have to pay for your crimes. And that is pretty much how it works, you know, but it's you were saying like, we are going to talk about the run for Maude and like all these things. And I'm like, okay, so two redneck guys shot him. Oh,
yeah.
Different color people kill different color people all the time. So, you know, it's just, I think it's nothing blown up in the media to cause a story, to cause more hate. And, you know, after the Trayvon Martin thing, I was at work and there was a cook and he was a black guy and I went back to the kitchen. And I said, hey, these people ordered this steak rare. And he goes, and I was like, it's well done. And he goes, I said, oh, you know how white people are. They like their steaks mooing. And he goes, you talk to me about white and black. And I said, who are you talking to? Me? Are you accusing me of being prejudiced? Like my daughter's half black. I'm not prejudiced. Like I'm just stating a fact. That, you know, that's how my family likes it. Like, it's not, I'm making a joke about it, but, you know, he was so offended. And it was all around the time of the Trayvon Martin thing. And I was like, wow, I you know, for him to not like me or like a comment or like what I said, that's what these problems start with people. It starts, you know, it's a hate crime. It's a, you know what I'm saying? And like, I just am like, when I see it on Facebook, I just scroll past it. I'm like, I don't, you know, that's it.
Like emotions are quite heightened over there right now. And it's probably because of you being under Trump's government. It's sort of brought all this stuff to the surface. I mean, we have it here every year with Australia Day. We have a lot of Indigenous people that, well, not even just Indigenous people. It's like a lot of people saying that we shouldn't have Australia Day because the people that are arguing against Australia Day are saying it's an invasion day. It was the day that, you know, these people lost their rights. They were more or less, you know, colonized by the English. So it sort of blows up around them, but it kind of seems like it's constant over there right now, and it's just an ongoing thing where there's a lot of tension when really, like, we're all thrown into this world together now where we just want to all live and be with each other and get on as best we can and, you know, look at the past and learn from it. don't use that as a reason to not like somebody who's standing in front of you. Like, I just think it's people are just using so much of their own, you know, and I don't dispute prejudice at all. I know there's prejudice in the world and people are pricks and that's just the way people are. But I just think people hold on to these things from the past as a way to, I don't know, like just, it's almost like a power struggle or something. And I just think, what's the point? You know, we're all just thrown into this world together. None of us asked to be born who we were. None of us, like, and you know, and I acknowledge white privilege as well. I know, Jeff, you like to talk about white privilege a lot. I acknowledge that. I know that that's a real thing as well. But, you know, when I have, like, when you love someone and they're your friend and you feel for them, do you really see their color? Do you see any of that? You just see them. That's them. You know, you just love their soul. You love who they are. And I think people segregate themselves a lot and make race into something. All right, I think I'll summarize real quickly. I think the way to move forward is that we all need to stop caring about race because we're making it into something that does separate us when it shouldn't.
Well, my neighbors, my two favorite neighbors, one is Asian and she makes nice sushi. So I love her to death. She's the sweetest little thing and her boys. And my other favorite neighbor is from like Poland. And, you know, like those are the only two people that I really even talk to on my street. And I don't look at her like, oh, well, you're different than me because you're Asian or you're different than me because, you know, we talk about this stuff. We talk about our neighborhood because we're all owners of our townhouses. And, you know, like they're my absolute favorite people in the neighborhood. I always tell them that I wish they were my neighbor, that, you know, I shared a wall with them instead of because my unit next door is a rental. So I never go in there, you know, and I always joke. I'm like, I wish we could be neighbors because, you know, they just feel the same way I feel about our neighborhood. And I just don't understand, you know, everybody making this out to be like, you should dislike somebody because of the color of their skin, because having a biracial daughter and to think that people would judge her, you know, for either side of her race, like, and it's really unfair to those kids.
Because, you know, in the case of this gentleman that got shot, though, I really do believe that was a racially motivated attack. They just saw a black guy jogging. There had been some kind of, what was it, a burglary or something in their area?
Well,
and they just saw him as the perpetrator, and they had no business even talking to that man, let alone what transpired. And they need to be in jail for murder. They're murderers. Those two men are murderers.
No.
More stuff keeps coming out about that. Like, I saw another Facebook share that, because I guess the father was a cop or something at some point. You know, he was like some kind of police officer or sheriff or whatever. I don't care. And he may have had some dealings with this man at some point in the past. So, you know, the correct thing that he should have done was wait for the police to come. So there's that part of it. The whole problem, I think, with this and trying to ignore it and put it away, because, like, one of my things for me personally is I don't give power to the words, right? So you can call me a faggot all day long, I don't care, because I don't give the word any power. It doesn't mean anything to me. Like, cool, is that as creative as you can get? Because, bitch, I promise, there's a whole lot you can use against me. You can have a lot of fun. Faggots, really, like, you don't know me if that's all you got. So I think, for me, like, racism is systematic. And if you're black, right, and it keeps happening, you can't just say, we ignore it and it's going to go away. Because it's not, it hasn't. You know, like, segregation was not that long ago. You're talking about schools were black and white, what, in the 40s?
Yeah.
You know, like, you go use the black fountain over there. Was, you know, in our parents' lifetime, or grandparents' lifetime. So it's only a generation removed.
Really, and I think that's why, like, our generation, too, we never lived with that. We never saw that personally. And it's what we were going back to with the coronavirus. We don't get it as much.
Black people to still not have strong feelings about racism when they're only a generation out of this. You know, like, how can any white person look at a black person and be like, you don't get to be upset about this, when it was a generation ago there was segregation? Like, I just don't understand how we get the balls to look at somebody and be like, you don't get to be upset about that anymore. Yeah.
Nobody said that. Listen, ignorant people who are prejudiced, like, that's them. They're going to answer for that in the end. Like I said, for someone like me, I love everybody. I don't care what the color of your skin is. You know what I'm saying? Like,
no,
my husband is Puerto Rican, you know? I mean, my husband's Puerto Rican. My daughter's half black. Like I said, my nephews are Mexican. Like, you know, I mean, it's like, I love everybody. And I feel bad, like, for the situation, because it should have never happened.
And I'm not suggesting you meant anything other. No, and I get what you're saying. And I got what Luke was saying. And I wasn't trying to contradict either of what you two were saying, because you two have valid points. You know what I mean?
I got you, girl. I know what you mean.
You know, like, I'm talking about people that are not, like, using the mental capacity you two are. You know what I mean? Because obviously, Marie, like, you're married to, like, what you just said. A Puerto Rican man, you have a biracial daughter, so obviously you're not a racist. You know what I mean? Like, Luke, I know, is not a racist. So,
well, I think you obviously have a deep conscience
to be able to think in the process of which you're having your thought process. It doesn't even make sense that I just said, but where.
It's about stereotyping all white people, that all white people hate black people. And that's what hurts me, because, like I said, the people that are most affected are biracial people, like my daughter. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, she's half white, she's half black. Like, I mean, well,
the same thing.
Aiden's
on the darker side of it. So where he does, you know, and he has got two white brothers, and his dad's white, and his mom's white, where he never really knew his black dad. So, in his, you know, he's like, well, I'm white.
Mm-mm-mm. Yeah.
Where my friend Missy, she's so light skinned that she's like, oh, you know, don't call me when you want somebody on the black side. Because they're always like, nah, that light skinned bitch, we don't need her.
So my husband says, when I got married, I acquired five brothers. Okay. So I have sisters. I acquired five brothers. My husband is full Puerto Rican. His two of his brothers are half Puerto Rican, half black. The other two are half white, half Puerto Rican. The other one is all white.
Okay. Because let's talk about these brothers for a minute. Now, are any of them single?
Before we find out if they're single, are they hot?
Yeah, we don't care if they're single. The single doesn't matter. Are they attractive?
Is it mean to say that I married the hot one? Is that so mean to say? My husband is quite hot. Like, I married the hot one.
You're a boy.
Like, he's
all right, well, that works. Boys.
But listen, the thing is,
her husband, he's the one that, you know, when I was going through my wall that one day and I saw I was like, who the hell's this faggot with this little girl, right? And I look over and I'm like, Maria, I'm like, who the fuck is, I'm like, oh my God, this one. It was my cousin, it was her husband, and I just, you know, he's like a metro dude, you know, but he looks kind of homosexual.
He's sexy.
He's very,
he screams back.
He's beautiful. he's pretty. Very beautiful. Pretty. Man. Oh, a lot of that is my fault because, you know, but the thing is like I said, if you saw me with all of my brothers by marriage, it's rainbow. You know, it's just a rainbow. If you saw my.
Oh, did we lose her?
This is not the time I want to lose.
She died. She died.
Oh, no.
What happened? Whoa. Was that me?
There we go.
Nope, she's
Yeah, you're back now.
Oh,
did you?
Girl, that's not the time I want to be losing your girlfriend.
Oh, no.
You bring dropped out, Mary. I think she's dropped again.
It's the rain of
man. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no.
Hallelujah.
What a... So, guys, today's been quite a serious show.
I'm sorry.
Hasn't it?
I don't know what's going on.
I can see that.
There you go.
I'm like, am I seeing hot leather pants?
Sorry. No, I'm home alone. I'm home alone. no, I said, like I said, you know, for my family, and my mom jokes that all of her grandkids, it's like a rainbow with her grandchildren. And, you know, we just don't see it that way. And so when I see all this hate and, you know, I'm like, I don't want to be involved in that. I don't want to be included in that because I don't hate anyone. And, you know, like, it's just, it's not who I am. And, you know, I get nervous when people are hyping things up and making, you know, those guys need to pay for what they did. They, you know, need to spend the rest of their lives in prison. I mean, for sure. Like, you know, and think about how they took an innocent person's life away for no reason, absolutely no reason at all, other than being hateful. So, you know, it's just sad, really. It truly is sad. And I think about my daughter, you know, when all this is going on, because like, would someone do that to her because she's half black? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it just is, you know, it's unnerving that this stuff is still happening.
Yeah.
You know,
well, and then they try, and then they try to do all the little tactics they do, and it's just insane.
Well, it took forever for them to be actually put into jail, didn't it?
Well, and did you see these white dudes?
Because somebody released a video.
Oh, Jesus!
These inbred-looking motherfuckers. I can't even name them. Looking like they just broke out of West Virginia.
That's a wrong turn right there.
Uncle, brother, wrong father, turn. Twins. Uncle, brother, father, twins, right there. Okay, kids.
Like Uncle, they just brother, got father, twins.
Father, twins. Okay, just got done fucking each other up the ass, and they decided to go hunt down a fucking black dude. That's what fucking happened. Cool. Right there. Okay, I said it here.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
don't give a fuck.
We don't want to be us. Allegedly, with those kind of people.
Allegedly. Okay, innocent till proven guilty. My ass.
There's a video of it.
Right. Allegedly. Right.
There's video. Of it.
There's video.
Fucking.
Somebody took a video of it happening.
But the person filming it was their
friend.
It
was their fucking friend taking the video.
Taking video of it.
For them to
defend them.
It's shocking.
In court.
It really is one of the most sickening things that I've witnessed.
It was bland. Like, that's the fucking thing that blows my mind the most. Like, you fucking planned it. You brought a camera. So instead of waiting for the police, you decided to tape this knowing there was a good chance it was going to go bad. Mm-hmm. What the fuck?
But why would you take a
police officer?
But he wasn't even armed. Why were they? This is the thing.
Right.
Why would you pull a gun on somebody? That's to me, that's crazy thinking to begin with.
Right.
If you're that capable of doing that, then you're just a shit person, and you're very dangerous because no one normal could do that. Nobody who's not evil could do that.
Somebody on one of the posts were like, well, he didn't obey an armed command. And you're fucking bitching because you're told to stay in your house, during a pandemic. And you know he's one of those assholes that are standing on the Capitol building with his fucking crying because he can't go to fucking Applebee's to go get his 2-for-20 meal. Okay? He's over there crying. Meanwhile, you tell me
that this black dude got shot because he didn't obey a fucking command by an armed fucking white dude. That's that fucking dude. Okay? Are you fucking kidding me? It is not my fuck. Fuck you. Because you got a gun, I gotta obey you? Kiss my fucking ass, bro. Eat me. You better do a good job, too.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Jeffrey.
Jesus, Jeffrey.
I like it when they do a good job.
Well, this goes back to the people who think that they should be able to be armed. You know what I'm saying? When obviously I think you should have to get like some kind of a test to be, because these people are mental. Like, who does stuff like that? Who gave them guns? Like, why do these people are allowed to have, you know, they need to be evaluated before they're allowed to have a gun. Because I know.
An ex-cop.
He's ex-pig.
Oh, so he has five guns.
Did you really just say ex-pig?
Yes, bitchy, ex-pig! Honk, honk, or oink, oink.
Honk, honk. I don't know.
Honk, honk.
Honk, honk. Oink, oink. Hey, what, Luke fall out? I say 5-0, he had to go get a donkey. I'm trying to look at the screen, and I'm like, oh, wait, it's on me. Jesus Christ. I'm like, why can't I see Luke? That's because I'm looking at myself.
I ran away quickly. I'm sorry.
So that's when you notice, like, if I'm staying on one person for too long and the conversation's kind of died out, it's because one person's not on screen.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. I had to run to the toilet.
And then the best part is he switches to me, and I'm still trying to look for you and realize, oh, my God, it's just on me, and I'm, like, not paying attention. Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. I did do my little, like, my 2 seconds thing, but yeah. I don't know.
The other guys didn't see it, obviously. Oh, Chico. Luke, is it true water in Australia goes the opposite way?
It doesn't flush. It doesn't swirl here. Our toilets are different. They tumble. It just goes and then goes down. So I don't know where that whole thing come from. The Simpsons did a big thing about it.
We need a video.
Okay, I'll put up a video on Uncensored Radio of my toilet flushing.
Thank you. Make sure the bowl's clean. Make sure the bowl's clean, or I'm ripping your ass apart.
I gotta say, yeah, you don't want anything in there, do you?
No.
Maybe one of the Muppets. Maybe one of the Muppets. Maybe you could flush the dog.
Because I think Buffy threw a doll down there one day. I had to get a plumber at it. It's so expensive. So no more plastic things going down the toilet. But look, today was like a bit of a heavy conversation. I thought we're just going to talk shit about Uncle Shitbag. And, you know, it became a little bit deep. And these conversations are a bit awkward, but I think everyone needs to have them because they're important.
Oh,
and Luke, the more they're out there, the more.
Luke. I heard. So, Marie. Oh, no. Never mind. I can't tell you.
Yeah, you can.
No.
Come on, you've just started. You can't do this to the audience.
I can't.
So anyways, it snowed today here in Auburn.
It did.
Isn't it spring there? What is it there
it
now?
Snowed?
It snowed. It snowed again today here in Auburn. Crazy. Absolutely crazy.
Warming.
It snowed. By the way, I think we're still giving away.
And I'm down here growing sunflowers.
What did you say, Marie? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I said, and I'm down here growing sunflowers as a class project in my little front plot.
This fucking bitch.
It's so sunny down here.
I swear to God, this overachieving motherfucker. I can't handle her. I can't. Every fucking day, she calls me with some more shit she's doing for this fucking kid. She's got, how many days a week you got this bitch?
Oh, we got a new learning game. This came in the mail today. We're gonna play tomorrow. And what is it? We have 30-something% custody, I think. You gotta do, and then we got this game because we're trying to master our sight words. So that's the little games that just came in the mail from Amazon. But yes, I'm trying to teach her how to read and, you know, do math and make it fun. So I'm making my own games. Yes, I'm bored. I need to go back to work. Actually, Jeffrey, I'm going back to work on Friday. So I just got the message today that we are officially opening back up. So.
Oh, yay. So they're opening bars again so people can come and drink.
We won't be, we are considered a cafe, but it technically, yes, we are a bar. But we have a lot of food. We have our own kitchen. So we will, they haven't fully opened bars yet. So we will probably close, I think at 11 is what time, and we usually stay open until 4 a.m. So, so yeah, so we won't be until the next phase, we won't be able to be open for a nightclub because it's too compact in there and people are on top of each other. And so, you know, right now gyms and clubs like bars and stuff that don't serve food are not allowed to be open in Florida. So, but I work today, so there'll be more serving food. But yeah.
No, girl.
What about in Auburn, guys? What's happening there now? Like, are people able to go? And, like, obviously, you still kept food open. No, like, here, food's open everywhere. You go and get takeaway food.
We just had a spike in cases.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
I think we just had
in Auburn.
Yeah. We just had 4 confirmed cases over the weekend.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Wow. So what are they going to do? Are they thinking of shutting down more stuff?
Well, I don't know. And then they had somebody that actually worked at, like, a Lowe's.
Yeah, somebody at Lowe's. I think there was like one case at Lowe's, one at Walmart.
And they had to, I didn't see the one at Walmart, but they had it at Lowe's and had to put, you know, if you've been at there at this time, you know,
had to get please, tested.
Well, you know, and you come down with symptoms, please quarantine. So, but our area did not meet.
So, James, the can standards.
You? So. Yes, Murray. Sorry.
James, can you show Luke? A picture of AJ's. Can you show Luke a picture of AJ's? It's considered an outside restaurant, and when they did they lifted everything. The if you were outside open air, you were of AJ's.
She would like to show them a picture of AJ's restaurant from Destin, Florida.
No, I want Luke to see. No, I'm just saying, yes, but so he has an understanding, like, we are, it's open air, so it's like, different.
Yeah, it's a
when
fabulous.
You're seating, it's outside sitting, yeah. The open air than in.
Yeah.
We're right on.
Seafood and oyster bar?
Yes.
We're on the harbor.
Yes.
Are you guys sell oysters?
Yes.
Oh, Luke, no.
Yes, we do.
You dirty
How
pig.
Much? Oh. How much are they over there? Because here they're so expensive. It's disgusting.
Oh, yeah. You would have met.
And we're surrounded by ocean.
We were at $16 a dozen when we closed down.
Yeah, that correlates to what we pay here, I guess, with the money difference.
Yeah, if you want, like, bakers, more expensive because they have, like bacon and different things on them, too.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Right off a cliff, kids.
But yeah, I mean, it's a cool little place. You can see dolphins swimming, and you can see dolphins swimming through there and everything. Jeffrey loves it, don't you, Jeffrey?
Oh, really?
We were actually supposed to come.
Well, Jeff, why don't we all just go and live in Florida?
That's where we were supposed to go.
I know, because we were meant to go to the what was it at the time as well? The Ranger Stop thing.
Yeah.
We were going to help Karen with her booth. And just everything kind of, it was just.
Because of our other cousin, the handy thief.
Well, we don't know what happened, but yeah, there was a theft.
No, impacted. She knows our other cousin.
Oh, but we don't know who actually took the money and the
she
wallet.
Knows who it is. She knows him.
Who? What are you talking about?
Our I'm just cousin, saying. The thief. Well,
the
we don't know
everything.
We speculate. Speculation.
You're speculating.
No, I speculate shit.
I mean,
I got to speculate, not damn up.
I don't know, man. Everything.
If he had nailed down the asshole stealing.
I believe in karma.
I definitely believe in karma. People know if it's not, I'm going to try to find the owner because I don't want to lose my stuff. So.
But we made the trip work, though. We still went to Niagara Falls. We still took the kids to a theme park. It was just different to what
we were expecting. I'll send you some of the footage from the bar, Murray. You'll love it.
Oh, no, don't. Don't.
Jeffrey, you're so going to cry. Our water park is filing bankruptcy because of COVID-19.
I never went to
the water park. We have a water park right in the middle of our town. You didn't go to the water park when you were here?
Oh, well. So yeah,
we have a water park.
Girl, I am not a touristy bitch, okay? I'm like a pool and ocean girl.
So in cases like that, though, Marie, like, is the government sort of, because here the government's supporting businesses that can't make money right now, so they're giving them cash, really, taxpayer money, to keep their businesses above water so they can open back up eventually and then start to, you know, generate that income. It's like a loan. They have to pay that money back eventually out of their tax. But so they're not doing that over there for the businesses?
I don't know how Big Kahunas would do that because they get seekers from other countries. We get a lot of our champion swimmers for our lifeguards and destin are actually from Australia. So we get a lot of people that come in from all over the world, and it's a work program. So I don't know how Big Kahunas would get that loan because you have to pay people. Their employees only work this certain amount of time, and then they might share, they might not. So I don't know how they're going to figure that out with a place like that. You know, it's a water park, and they're just like Disney. They're not going to be open to close proximity for people. So I'm not sure. I know people are really upset to think that it won't because that's a staple where people take their kids all summer, you know, so it's, you know, it's right around the corner. It's, they do great local deal. I mean, we'll see what happens. I'm not sure.
Have they given like a timeline over there yet for like when they're going to open stuff like Disney again? Oh, there's nothing, like there's nothing in stone.
I haven't heard about Disney because I just saw the manager of our Disney store and he said they are not open. He's got his phone next to him. He is waiting for the phone call and he said that Disney won't even let them open the stores right now. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if Marvel's open back in line to get in and it's sectioned off 6 feet apart. They can only have 114 people. I know the manager there and I was talking to him and he's standing there as people are coming out, he's counting and then he lets that amount of people go in. So if you're in a group of three, you have to wait for three people to leave before those three people can go in the store.
Yeah.
So Walmart is another one where there's a line and there's a police officer out there enforcing it.
Well, they're relaxing restrictions here big time now. Like, people are allowed to visit houses again. You know, you can have up to, I think, 10 people in a household visit, something like that. So they're loosening it quite a lot. You're allowed to go to the beach again now. That's just in my state. Our state had a pretty low infection rate, so they're sort of reducing the restrictions already.
Okay, I think I found a picture.
Yeah. The beach is... Did you find a picture?
I think so.
Like, look.
Okay, let's have a look.
So we're gonna do a screen share of Facebook.
Oh boy!
And pray to God I don't get a message in that time.
Okay.
Yeah, please don't.
From anybody.
Uh-oh.
We've had it.
So let's hope that this is what you're talking. This is the right one.
Oh wow, it's beautiful.
That's a horrible picture.
Yes, there were.
You can't. That's just a.
No, it's not. It's off the dock.
You can't see the place.
But it looks amazing. I want to go there.
So that tiki.
We're going there, Jeff.
That's the floor. That's the third floor. That's where I work. Up under that tiki little top, I work under there. That top floor. There's a restaurant on the bottom floor. Offices on the second, and then the top floor is where I work, and it turns into Club Bimini, and they're open till 4 a.m.
Luke, so. If you look on my Facebook,
are we going?
I have great photos on my wall.
Okay, and we're going there this year if COVID restrictions allow us to fly.
Which if you would have said that he had better pictures on his Facebook page, I would have went and found them.
And well, it just dawned on me. I think right, I'm so, tagged with Charles.
Yeah, I mean, we have live music. We have bands.
Ronnie?
I'm sold, man. I'm coming. Like, yeah. I'm ready. As soon as the flights open up again, I'm coming over.
Destin is
I'm
magical.
Ready for it.
I know we could probably get a flight right now for $10.
It is.
Marie. But they won't let us get on it, though. That's the problem.
I mean, honestly, yeah.
Maria, Jeff, I'll be there.
Did Jeffrey tell you his brother lives here? I know. Jeffrey's brother lives on the corner from me.
Who?
And my sister lives around the other corner. Our uncle, your brother Anthony lives here. my dad's brother, our uncle Jerry, he lives here about 10-15 minutes from me.
I don't know him.
We have a lot of family here.
I don't know him.
Yes, you okay.
He's having a Mariah Carey moment.
I don't know him.
I don't know him. I don't know him.
He knows. They came down here to visit and they fell in love and they moved here.
I don't know him.
Okay, so that's obviously another story that we'll go into at another time. Maybe. No?
Yeah.
Maybe. Wow.
He just doesn't know him. That's fine.
Okay. All right.
Who?
He did. Okay. He doesn't know anybody.
Well, today was fun, kids. It got pretty deep. It was a different show, I think, to what we thought it was going to be. But hey, it's uncensored radio, right?
Mm-hmm.
We just kick it and talk and.
I'm sorry.
And
do whatever.
She's
like I said, I hate being looped into stupid redneck doing things dumb. I don't want to be associated with people like that. I don't want to be looped into it. I don't want anyone to ever think that that's the way I feel or what they did was right. And I hate that it comes down to a white and black thing. And I hate that. And like I said, I hate that for my daughter. You know, I just wish everyone could just get along and love each other. But obviously, that's never going to happen. So,
okay.
You know, it's sad.
Before we go, I want you to tell the truth. The inspiration for the stuff behind you that's red was Wanda from Problem Child 2, wasn't it? To Wanda.
Ooh, Wanda from Problem Child. No, it was not. Actually,
you remember,
this red wall.
You remember?
I've seen Problem Child 2.
Oh, my God. Is that a shame? You remember that? You guys remember Problem Child 2?
I do. My brother used to love it because he was that kid. He was naughty.
Everything red.
My toaster is red. My knives are red. My pots and pans are red. Everything's red. It started out with something and then my OCD kicked in. This wall was actually painted. Regulars of mine at work, they came over, a husband and wife, to congratulate me for buying a house, and they painted for me, so it was sweet. So they painted an accent wall for me.
When you play Clue, are you always Miss Scarlet?
No, actually, my nephew demands to be Miss Scarlet because Miss Scarlet goes first, and he always wants to go first. So we argued because I was missing, and you know, because of all this, yeah. Sorry, my husband likes long hair, so this is what I do. I'm so happy the salon opened back up. I need a haircut. Yeah, I need a haircut.
You catch
my hair's like down to my butt. So
she got the gay husband, he likes the long hair.
Oh,
Jeffrey.
No.
Listen, vampire.
My husband is Spanish. They like they like long hair. That was one of the things that he loved about me when he met me.
Look at this. Don't he look like Vampira?
I got my daddy's hair.
Before the show, I was
I do
there,
look
like,
a bit blown out, don't I? Like
I'm
a
like,
pasty.
She's got the look. No, 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 no. It kind of looks like Rockstar or whatever. Like little
yeah,
like Vampire.
I love it. I love
he's
it.
Dead now too.
Well, he changed.
Stop hating.
I'm not hating. Every show, I'm like, he always looks like somebody. I'm like, but he changed his lighting a little bit so he didn't look so vampire-ish.
Yeah, because it was like up like this before. Hey, like,
I'm like, I just look like a pudged up. Fucking...
So do I look like the vampire? Hey, no, you... the vampire thing.
No, you I just look like Snow White. I got that.
The weird green eyes.
All right, guys, make sure you follow us on social media, and we'll be back Thursday. Have a great night. Thank you for tuning in.
No worries, boys.
On
Anne-Marie.
YouTube, check out our videos, youtube.com/
Uncensored Radio.
Radio. Have a good night. Thanks, Marie.
Good night.
Okay, Zoe.